Observations column, titled For Fullness of Joy, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. After completing our study through the book of Revelation, I thought of what the angel of the Lord had directed the Apostle John to do in Revelation 1. John had just seen the vision of Jesus in his spiritual body in verses 12 through 15, and the angel said to John in verse 19, "Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." Many Bible teachers and commentaries take the angel at his word and begin the book of Revelation right there with the vision of Jesus he had just seen. But what else had John seen? It occurred to me that John had seen so much more. John has seen Jesus in his physical body too. John's entire gospel tells the story, and most scholars agree that his gospel account was written between 85 and 90 AD. A trusted source believes it is likely the latter, 90 AD. This is where John's first epistle begins, and he describes not only what he had seen, but heard, looked upon, and touched. My own personal thought is that when telling John to write what he had seen, the angel of the Lord was actually prompting John to start penning his account of the gospel. And the gospel of John stands apart from the other gospels. They generally cover the same things as each other, with some variation by way of their individual experiences. But John's gospel is a most personal account of Jesus' ministry. The text reveals the close tie that John had with Jesus. John being seated next to Jesus at the Last Supper would reveal the bond that they both shared. Effectively, Jesus knew ahead of time what the role of young John was to be. But just before Revelation, John also wrote three epistles that give us further insight into the first century church. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John were written in sequence, probably in 90 AD, based upon their historical content. We learn about Antichrist's work in Revelation, but to see Antichrist in print, in the Bible, it only appears in 1st and 2nd John. Antichrist was also at work in the book of Daniel, but never mentioned by that term. In fact, Antichrist and his works are everywhere in the Bible, undermining God's every move. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, John 1 verses 6 and 7. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line, and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.